This motel advertises a radio in every room. Perhaps it doesn't sound too elegant, but it's doing a nice business on the same spot for the last 80 years or so. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
In the late 1930s, Arthur Boots opened a new motel along Route 66 in Carthage, Missouri, the Boots Court Motel. Today, Debbie Harvey is a co-owner of the property. It took much work to bring the old buildings back to life and to their appearance in the 1940s. One of the final touches was bringing back the neon that once outlined the roof edges of the buildings.
Just putting back the green architectural neon, it is so bright, I think they could see it from space. But it's so beautiful. It just makes me happy just to look at it. Sometimes I just drive here in the evening when it's going to turn on, just sit in the parking lot and wait.
When you stay at the Boots Court, you get an authentic yet comfortable stay from yesteryear.
Since we're interpreting the 1940s for guests, no microwave, no refrigerator, no coffee maker, no TV, but radio in every room. That's why the sign out there has a big addition to it that says radio in every room.
You can stay at the Boots. For others, it's simply a chance to catch a peek of history.
We do give tours because people come by on Route 66 all the time, especially in the summer. So if people stop and we're open and someone's here, we will give a tour of the room and tell people about the history of the building.
You can learn a lot about travel in the 1940s from a stop at the Boots.
Part of that experience is in our showers, because the shower heads are really low, and they're that way on purpose. People did not wash their hair in the showers in the 40s.
They went to a parlor or washed their hair in the sink. It's just some of the interesting facts you'll find at an historic hotel on Route 66. Traveling the countryside in Carthage, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.